Welcome to day two. Let's begin by taking a few moments to transition to the present. Sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. Gently allow your eyes to close. And intentionally let go of whatever you were doing before this moment. Now gather your attention and direct it to the body sensations you are noticing right now. Feel your body breathing and settling. Notice any sensations your body is experiencing right now. No need to control or change anything. Just resting in your awareness of what is here. Use this brief transition practice to check in with yourself. When you are ready, slowly opening your eyes. This brief transition is, of course, a purposeful pause. In just a moment or two, you may have noticed that it's possible to move your attention more fully to this session of the course. Transitions are rich places for our purposeful pause practice. In our last session, we spoke about taking a purposeful pause, a mini training of your mind, as you transition from sleep to being awake. It is a great way to set up your day. Today's purposeful pause invites you to explore the larger transitions that occur for us when we commute to and from work. Today, we will explore the hidden treasure in making your commute a purposeful pause. Commuting time can be stressful. Not only are you dealing with traffic or transit delays, you may also be encountering bad weather and road construction. And those stresses are just what's on the outside. Inside, your thoughts and emotions may be creating even more stress by flooding your mind with stories about what's going to happen if you're late, or going through your to-do list and telling yourself that you'll never get it all done. Or you may even find yourself creating speeches you'd like to give to those responsible for the bad traffic, or the unreasonable delays, or bad driving. Or maybe you're rehearsing a presentation that you have to do at 10 a.m. And then there are the many activities you try to squeeze into the commute time. Listening to voicemails, texting, emailing, brushing your hair, applying makeup, eating breakfast. When you look at that time of the day, is it any wonder that you're feeling anxious and exhausted when you finally arrive at your destination? So here is a purposeful pause experiment for today. Just drive, or just commute if you use mass transit. In other words, turn off the phones, the voicemails, the texts, the apps, the radios, the podcasts, the news. Stop all the activities that distract you from safe driving. Just pay attention to your experience of the time it takes you to go from one place to another. Notice the sights and sounds and feelings of those moments. When your mind pulls away to your worries or thoughts, simply redirect it back to being with the present moment. This redirection is the practice, whether you are using it for a purposeful pause or for a mindfulness meditation. Be consistent with the redirection. As soon as you notice your mind has wandered, let go of the distraction and redirect it back to your experience of the drive. What are you noticing? I usually assign this purposeful pause experiment to professional groups the week before they will be attending mindful leadership training. Here are a few of the more common descriptions of what they noticed. I noticed all the noises my car is making, and I had to make an appointment with my dealer. I noticed that my neighbor painted her house, and when I complimented her, she told me she painted it 2 years ago. I noticed that when I didn't spend the time trying to get in an answer to every last voicemail on my way home, my head was clearer and calmer when my daughters met me at the door. I noticed how distracted drivers are all around me and how many near misses there were. On this last point, a recent study looked at distracted drivers and found that multitasking while driving had the same level of impairment as driving while intoxicated. So, not only is this purposeful pause good for your focus and clarity, it may very well save your life. Try this purposeful pause for your commute. Pay attention to the experience of driving without the distractions. And remember to redirect your attention if it wanders. See if it affects the way you arrive at work or the way you arrive at home. For many of us, our drive home can be every bit as stressful as our drive to work. We rehash the day, we try to fit in the last voicemail responses, or we worry about the next day. And instead, what would happen if we allow our mind and our body to simply settle into the present moment? Feel the steering wheel, the touch of the air in your car. Notice what's in front of you. Listen to the sounds of the traffic or the sounds of the wind coming through the window. See if you arrive calm and centered rather than tense and distracted. Today we will end day two with a brief practice that invites you to scan through your body. This will help you become more attentive to all the sensations available for you to notice during your drive or your commute. When you're ready, find a place to sit comfortably, your feet flat on the floor. Allow your eyes to close gently. Begin by bringing your attention to the soles of your feet. Noticing whatever sensations are there to be noticed. Warmth, coolness. Perhaps you notice a slight pressure from the weight of the legs pushing down on the soles of your feet. Scanning now through the lower legs, touch of the clothing, the knees, and the upper legs. Perhaps at the upper legs, noticing the touch point with the chair or the weight of your hands in your lap. Just open and curious about any sensations you may encounter. Continuing to scan through the lower torso. And the middle torso. The middle torso includes that solar plexus area, the area where we get that gut feeling. Noticing if any sensations are here. Scanning now the upper torso. Perhaps noticing the sensations in the area of the heart, pulsing or warmth or coolness. scanning down the upper arms, the forearms, and the hands. And now attending to the neck, the back of the neck, and the sides and the front of the neck, the sensations of swallowing. Noticing if there's any tightness in the jaw from clenching the jaw, and if so, just slightly parting your teeth, seeing if that releases it. Attending to the tiny muscles around the mouth, seeing if they can soften. Attending to the cheeks of the face and the nose, and the tiny muscles around the eyes, softening, smoothing the forehead. And attending now to the scalp, the sides and back of the scalp, and bringing your attention to the very top of the head, the crown. Open and curious about any sensations that are here to be noticed. Sitting, awake, and at ease in this moment. Perhaps noticing a deeper connection between mind and body. Resting in this awareness. As you're ready, opening your eyes. Thank you for your attention. I hope you enjoy your experiment to use a purposeful pause for your commute. And I hope you are continuing to use the first day purposeful pause to start your day when you first awaken in the morning. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.